Good afternoon. My name is Mirta Sale, and I'm a homeowner in Pinewater Farms. I have three concerns. One is density, which has been spoken to, and I really appreciate the council's concerns when they look at what is all around this parcel in comparison to the higher density that's been proposed. I wonder if it would be possible for the townhomes, for example, to be on the other side of Route 24 so that the developer can benefit from the economics of multifamily housing, but not having to have this particular configuration adjacent to everyone else who's on the Pinewater Peninsula. My second concern really is traffic. If I may, and I'm going to use your pictures because I don't have pictures. When you look at what's happening here, this Route 24 curve makes it impossible if you're coming out of Sloan Road off the chart to see what's coming in your direction and you're trying to take a left-hand turn. Moving the road down a ways is going to make that worse. And if there's no traffic light, I don't agree. I think having all of the middle lanes for left turns and right turns off 24 is fine, but anyone, either in the multifamily unit that's proposed or in the existing families that are there, takes an increased risk in taking a left there because you do not have the visibility that you ought to have now, and moving the road further down only increases that risk. And so I would really urge the council to figure out what you do about DelDOT, because a light has to be imperative. I mean, it is already a problem, and it will become a worse problem. I understand, you know, that the macroeconomics maybe don't call for concerns about value, but all of us have all that we have invested in our houses, as I'm sure you do. And when I hear about large communities like Wolf Run or the one down 24 from Musa Peninsula, in those very, very large developments, I would venture to say that the single-family homes are sort of all together, and the townhomes are on another part of that same development. They are not intermingled. This is adjacent to our properties. And I understand that the land has to be developed and has to go, but I also wonder what's going to happen, as the council members have already asked, with the parcel that remains on the other side of the reconfigured Sloan Road. Big enough for more multifamily units, that begins to become a real issue. I think all told, between Pinewater Farms and Pinewater Woods and a couple of the really big houses that are in our community, there aren't 100 or 110 units. I don't have the numbers in my head, but it's a number equivalent to what they propose to put in whatever it is, 9 acres or 19. Whatever. And again, I would suggest that it is out of keeping, and I regret that I wasn't involved when your predecessors changed the zoning on this property, but I would really urge a reconsideration of the townhome assignation, and in particular, I'm very concerned about the traffic issues. If there's no light, we're just going to further endanger everyone who's trying to leave, because the curve in the road is only going to make it worse as we move closer to that barrier. Thank you very much.
Can I ask real quick, the preservation of those trees that they're showing, how important is that to you?
Nothing. Zero.
None.
No, wait, I'm asking her.
Excuse me, in the audience.
We're asking her, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree with them. It's a very small barrier. It doesn't make that much difference. Okay. And I think I would prefer to have something more akin to what our properties look like, mm-hmm. than to preserve trees, and that's why I wonder if they couldn't just flip the use of their land. Well, I mean, they can have multifamily homes adjacent to their single-family homes if they like. That would not be a problem for me. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you sign in?
No. Do I need to?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
And who else had their hand up that desired to speak? If you want to come on up, sir.
Good afternoon, members. And Mr. Vincent, I saw you on internet earlier, and you did hold your composure very well. Congratulations.
With you know
the reason I'm mentioning that is I was a former chairman of the Zoning Board of Adjustment in the city of Cape May, and I don't know if I could have held my temper as well as you did. I want to give you a little background
on
myself.
Could we get your name and address, please,
yes,
sir?
Arnold Pittman, 23516 Creekview Court. And, of course, it's Harbiston because this area is the Harbiston area by zip code. I started in life as a land surveyor in a civil engineering office, 42 years. We majored in major subdivisions. I was a Zoning Board of Adjustment chairman in the city of Cape May. And during that time frame, we were required to pass certifications to be in that position. New Jersey planning officials, Department of Community Affairs for subdivisions. So I have a little bit of background in this. But before I get into the actual subdivision, I want to touch on traffic. Traffic a little bit above and beyond this subdivision, but I'm going to refer back to it. Now, I'm in 60 years in the fire service. I'm with the state fire police right now. My area that I cover is from the inlet to Long Neck. Now, recently, I shut Route 1 down to one lane on George Washington's holiday. I had traffic backed all the way up to Milton. DOT could not get to me because they came out of Ellendale. The highway was completely shut down and moved very slowly.
I had a lot of people calling me about that day and wondered who was responsible.
I'm the guy.
Thank you.
Blame me. I'm the guy. DOT couldn't get to me.
Go on. Oh, that's good. I'll write your name down.
All right. Coming into the holidays now, we were called upon to do a water rescue off of Dewey Beach in the bay. Station 2, Rehoboth, is situated right off of Route 1. Station 2 could barely get their equipment out on that highway, let alone travel to the water rescue. As it was, the state police, the helicopter, units from Indian River and Bethany were responding to the scene also to back us up. As it turned out, there was no need for a water rescue. Had there been, there was an extreme delay in getting to these people. Now, in Angola, on the same weekend, major alarm fire in Angola Beach Estates. At that point, I was at the intersection of Robinsonville Road, Route 24. I shut Route 24 down completely to allow equipment to come down the wrong side of Route 24 to get into the Angola. By doing that, I stopped other fire trucks from getting to the scene, but it was more important to get the two initial trucks in there right away before I could open up traffic and get the additional trucks into that scene. So what we're creating here is a huge traffic nightmare, and very frankly, there's no solution for it. When I get up and talk to people and complain, not only do I like to complain, but I like to apply a solution. And there is really no solution to this. Our emergency equipment cannot respond in a prompt set of time, let alone the firemen to get to the firehouse. That's one of the major problems we have. They don't have lights in their cars like I do, and flashing headlights and so forth as being a fire police. So we've created a real monster down here in this corner of the county. And those of you who don't live down here don't really realize it unless you're here 24/7. What we've done to our emergency services and the response time of our fire departments. It's only a matter of time before we're going to lose life, limb, and property. Now, let's keep in mind, this also affects the ambulance squads. Unit 91, Mid-Sussex, coming out of Long Neck Road area, they are responsible for this area right here that's before us today. They are overwhelmed right now with calls. And I was happy to see that you applied more money towards the firemen and emergency services this morning. Now we get down to the real nitty-gritty, the subdivision. We had talk about the light, the six lanes of road that are going to be produced at the intersection of Sloan Road and Long, and just lost my mind here. And Holly Mount. That is a very dangerous intersection as it is right now without Sloan Road intersecting with it directly, because I've been there to many, many accidents. That is the best thing about this whole subdivision. The only thing I can say is good. This subdivision is totally inappropriate for this area. Totally inappropriate. They should be 1-acre lots. And we've heard a lot of talk here. And before I go any further, I would like to hand these maps out to you people.
Give it to our lawyer, Mr. Moore.
There's been some misconceptions spoken here today. Mm-hmm. Now, my property, Pittman, in the red, upper right-hand corner of your map. I'm the most affected property to this subdivision, along with two other lots that lie alongside of me off the cul-de-sac. I have a 1.3-acre lot, an $800,000 home, 4,000 square feet. I'm directly affected with that. Now, we mentioned about real estate values. I was challenged at the Board of Adjustment about how I could say my property would be devalued. I didn't have an authorized real estate agent say, yes, your property will be devalued. That's very difficult to get because real estate people sell for show brothers, and they're not going to say they're devaluing our property. But that's neither here nor there at this point. I feel that I will have a devalued property. If you were to have the choice of a 1-acre lot in a 1-acre subdivision or a 1-acre lot with a wall of homes, 35 to 36 feet high, right down your property line, as Mr. Cole mentioned earlier, and I'm the one affected with that wall, you would choose to buy the house that's surrounded by 1-acre lots, not with a whole wall of units down your property line. Now, what we're talking about here, and my earlier conversation was about the traffic, we're going to put anywhere from 800 to 1,000 people in that field. That's very hard to visualize what that many people would be into that subdivision. When you look at this map, it's entirely roof houses going to line that whole field. Now, what are we going to do with the number of cars that's going to come out of that subdivision? 300 to 500 cars are going to be housed in that subdivision. They're going to come out on Sloan Road and try to re-enter Route 24. Six-lane intersection, and nobody saying anything whether that light's going in there or not. The chairman of the zoning board, I think, put it very nicely. We're going to wait till somebody gets killed, and then DelDOT's going to decide to put the light in there. That's not good planning. Not good planning at all. Most of these units end up being rental units. It was spoken some time ago by the colleagues here that rentals don't pay. They may not pay the whole mortgage, but they pay a great percentage of it. Friends of mine just bought a townhouse. They've got it already rented for 10 weeks. So they end up being rental units. Now, in regards to my property, in regards to the property along Brandywood, There's a big difference between the setback of the actual homes. For instance, Brandywine's back of the houses behind the new subdivision houses that will be produced there is over 85 feet off the property line. Looking along my property line, those houses are only 45 feet or so off of my property line. And the hedgerow that's there is a very sparse hedgerow. And in order to put those houses down that property line where they're scheduled on this map, limbs of the hedgerow are going to have to be cut off because the overhang of those trees spreads out to the rear of those houses. Now, the difference between a one-acre tract of land and this type of subdivision, there should be a large buffer between us and where these homes start. No question about it. I've never seen a development where they're jamming houses right down the property line like they are here. And if you notice on the map, I colored in green. That's the only area between that whole sequence of buildings that we have here. If you notice on the map, the blue is the tree removal that's going to take place on this track. Now, they said it wasn't much tree removal. There's a large amount of trees that are going to come out of that track in order to put these townhouses here. Now, I will refer to you to our development, Pinewater Woods. We have all of our houses nestled in the trees. We did not go in and clear cut every tree like Shell Brothers likes to do to make it very quick to build a development. We selected our house amongst the trees. We picked and chose the good trees that we kept. And we have manicured lawns, and we planted shrubbery and enhanced the whole area, as well as Pinewater Farms has done the same thing. Many of those houses never had the opportunity to have the large trees like we have, but we did. And I think a trip to the field would not be unreasonable to take a look at that, of what you can do with a subdivision with single-acre lots with woods. You can maintain the woods. The only thing you're going to take out is the road net and the house. There's no septic area like we had to take a septic area, which meant we had to remove more trees. We don't have that now. You have a septic system in here that's going to be produced. To put that many people in there is incredible. And then we walk across the street on the north side of Route 24, and we are going to put 1,006 people in that field over there. Single family, 1/4 acre lots. We now are talking about 2,000 people on both sides of the road that are going to come out to that intersection. I can't picture that. I can picture what I have now when I'm on duty out there trying to contain the cars and get emergency equipment through. I can't picture another 2,000 people, well, there wouldn't be 2,000, there'd be 500 to 1,000 cars coming out of these developments. Now, the other thing is, as we grow and out of proportion to how we should be growing, the beaches can't take it anymore. There's no parking in Rehoboth or Dewey after 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. The state parks are closing down now early in the morning because all the traffic is in the parking places. So where are these people going to go? They're going to stay in the site. And we're looking at the site. The site on our side of the road is a 40 by 60 foot swimming pool. We're going to put 800 people in a 40 by 60 foot swimming pool. I think not. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to walk them across Route 24 to the larger pool. There's already 1,006 people living on that side of the road. How can these pools accommodate this kind of a situation? They can't. It's total overload. Now, when you put 800 to 1,000 people in this tract of land, they're not going to stay there. They're going to come down into Pinewater. They're going to come down to where the bay. And the bay meets right here. It's a beautiful, it's a gem of a subdivision, Pinewater Farms, Pinewater Woods. We bought that because it was a gem. Are we saying, no, I'm here, I don't want anybody else to come? Definitely not. Everybody I spoke to in our subdivision said, we know someday something's going to happen to that field. But we hope we do it with smart growth. 1-acre lots is smart growth. And that's what should happen in that field. you were led kind of in a gray area here earlier about what happens on the east side of the new relocated Sloan Road. It's very obvious to everybody sitting in the audience that Shell Brothers has some plans for that field. But first, they got to get the townhouses approved on this side. And you bet your bottom dollar, and not too long down the road, you're going to be presented with townhouses on the east side of that road. I think we really got to take a look at the entire situation in this east corner of Sussex County. And at what point do you say, enough is enough, people? The ideal situation would be to put a moratorium on building. Everybody says, oh, what are you going to do with all the people that are out of work? You put them in the infrastructure business to reconstruct Route 24, the intersections on Route 1 and 24. We have a large, large problem created here. And it isn't something that we all can sit here and say, well, we could solve this. Money will solve it. Not necessarily. A situation has got totally out of hand with overdevelopment of this area. And we need to put the skids to it and develop smartly. Now, 1-acre lots are totally acceptable to everybody in our development. We would all be in here saying, yes, we would go for the 1-acre lots because they would enhance our lots. They would enhance the entire community in that whole area there. But I'm awful afraid things like this are not going to happen until somebody steps up and says no. Now, realizing it's zoned for that, but that doesn't necessarily mean Shell can have their way and walk out of here with fat pockets in their pockets with money stuffing out of them just because they want to make a quick fortune here. And our quality of life is definitely going to be affected by this subdivision if it's allowed to do with what we see here with these townhomes. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. I believe I saw a lady's hand up in back that had wanted to speak.
Hello, my name is Norma Parks. I live in Pinewater Farm, and I'm just going to read my letter. The planning and zoning recommendation for the Burton Pond Section 2 does not reflect the guidelines allowing of conditional use for the unincorporated territory in Sussex County. The surrounding neighborhoods need to be considered. If the existing surrounding area is taken into reasonable consideration, along with the wildlife habitat this area represents, the appropriate trend would be to allow single-family homes on this section of land. To approve a change in zoning to allow 100 townhomes in this area would totally change the character of the lands and the character of the communities located beside this 30 acres. We ask that you help protect the citizens of the surrounding neighborhoods with the conservation of the property values, the general trend in the character of our area, and the natural resources and wildlife from the proposed zoning change. Higher density is not appropriate for this area. The traffic generated by this portion of the development, combined with the traffic volume already on Route 24, constitutes an unnecessary hardship on the current residents of this area. As a resident and homeowner of the area, I feel your protection is vital and necessary to help us conserve and maintain the character of our communities that surround this portion of Burton Pond, Section 2 development. Please vote no for the higher density portion of this proposal. Thank you.
Be sure and sign in.
Yes,
and I did pass your letter down to Ms. Cornwell. It will be part of the record.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak against this project? Anyone else? Sir? You got in right before I said sold.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Leslie Skeen, and I'm a resident of Pinewater Farm, and I came here today to strongly oppose this proposed building project, these low-income units here in that portion of Sloan Road. And I find that my neighbors have spoken so well, and I would just like to associate myself with their remarks and support those remarks. But I did do one interesting thing here. My wife used to work at the prison down here. It's a correctional institute, SCI. And I took a Google map, and I just took a scaled picture of that on my computer. And then I scaled over and took a picture of this portion of the land on this side of the newly proposed deviation of Sloan Road. And I think you'll find that this is how we feel about this. If you drive through Pinewater Farm and you see that many of those homes are million-dollar homes on large lots, nicely landscaped, and they cram this at the very entry of our living quarters where we worked our whole lives and saved, and finally were able to afford a nice place to live in retirement, and then they cram this in on top of us. And when you take that scale map of Sussex County Correctional Institute and you put it over this lot, you'll see that the population density as proposed lower than my neighbor Arnie here suggested. It's still SCI level of density, and that's just the first shot. We're also worried about what happens on the other side and on the other side of the newly proposed Sloan Road. There'll be subsequent pressures to develop those lands in a way that is further deleterious to our standard of living. And we hope that you consider this very carefully before you approve of that project built there the way it's proposed right now. And as an alternative, they could perhaps take that same high-density housing project and put it way over on the other side of the road. If you look at the larger scale map, you'll see there's plenty of room on that other side of Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, that is part of this larger parcel, that kind of a housing project could be built without having to come out onto Route 24. They could, there's a road there, that's Holly Mount Road, is it? They could build it over back towards the woods there on that side without crowding in any housing areas. They own that property, and they could bring the road for their multi-unit housing project out onto the Holly Mount Road. So I just ask that you take a look at this and consider it carefully, because this is it's a big deal for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Anyone else speak in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can.
I have one question.
Okay.
Burton. If I can, we're not working with this map, right? We're working with the map that's in this book, right?
Which book? We got a couple books.
The map that was presented.
I think that was based on the first
one.
Based on the old information there. Yeah.
And that is not correct either.
That is wrong.
Correct. What's in the book is correct. It's tab, I think it, or 10.
Because this is different than that.
Correct.
Right.
This is correct.
Right. The most recent books that were submitted. Those are the same slides that were used at the Planning Commission.
But that is not what you're proposing today.
The same number of units. I mean,
but it's laid out differently.
Correct.
Yeah, the whole, just like I said, the whole intent was to provide this 50-foot buffer.
Okay.
We had 20 before, because we said show go, and we wanted to show that if we wanted part of record that they would show the 50-foot from pond water.
Okay.
And in particular, Mr. Kraft referenced it in his comments, just said that there was comments at Planning Commission about a greater buffer being needed along that one side. He was referring to Mr. Pittman's comments, which he repeated here today, and it was changed to give him a greater buffer on that side of the property.
Okay, I don't know that Mr. Pittman knows the new map, I guess, because if he's looking at that and presenting this.
We should probably have had a new map, I would think, don't you? That's not your fault.
The developers need to provide.
Presenting that today.
New maps, because it doesn't seem fair for us to be sitting here talking about this subdivision and we got the wrong maps on the overhead projectors. It just doesn't. That might
for the people in the audience and on the internet to see.
Right.
Right.
So from now on, we need to have the correct.
Just a
corrections.
Just a point of whatever.
The overall project is the same.
Sure.
Okay. Right. And just for the record, there was a kind of a sidebar discussion taking place for the benefit of those who may be listening on the internet, and it was just in response to Mr. Burton's question concerning the site plan that's shown on the screen right now, as opposed to a revised site plan that was put in the most recent booklets. And the most recent site plan, although it has basic configuration as the same, it does have a larger buffer along some of the areas that we've heard about today.
I got one thing, everyone.
Sure.
Could you clarify, because it seems some confusion, we have an MR zoning here that was approved a number of years ago. And for us to require them to do 1 acre lots is extremely, extremely difficult at this point in the game, because as I alluded to earlier, a previous county council deemed this to be worthy of changing it to MR because somebody come in with a project, and anyway, I guess the project didn't make it because of the economy and different things. So just kind of tell them what we can do and what we can't do based on the current zoning and property rights type thing and stuff
when,
like that.
When someone comes in and there's certain zoning in place already, we cannot take that zoning away from them because it would be considered a taking. And under the current zoning, they are allowed a certain density as a matter of right. And what they're coming in today, they're with the conditional use asking for a certain configuration in order to, as what they indicated, to preserve some of the wooded areas there, and doing some multifamily and preserving that woodland. So we are limited based upon the density that is allowed that was previously passed. So we have to look at it in that light. Obviously, we can place conditions on it. That's part of what's being discussed today. Planning and zoning had certain conditions that were placed on this. Earlier, I asked some questions about the conditions, and I know other council members have as well.
Yeah, so, and just to follow up, yeah, if it was an MR subdivision, we wouldn't have the ability to place conditions. With a conditional use, we can make certain conditions on, like, the placement of the buildings and other things. Otherwise, they would meet the minimal standards and put in a 4 lots to the acre, as many as they could get in there. And so we're going to be stuck with, our dilemma is we're going to get about 100 units. So do you want 100 units? There's different impacts. So it's hard for us to argue the number of units at this point. It's the cat's out of the bag, as they say, or something. So anyway, that's our problem. So I know Department of Natural Resources has commended this plan because it does preserve the wooded area. Okay, I'm just saying that's their job. Their job is to look out for the environmental issues. So this is an environmentally sensitive district. There is pressure, or not so much pressure, but there is an emphasis on trying to do things and follow Department of Natural Resources recommendations at times. So on the Del Dot issues, we all know their problem. I'll be honest with you folks, I hate this. And for years, I've tried to argue that rural Sussex County ought to remain rural. What you've got is what rural Sussex County should look like. But unfortunately, previous county councils have deemed this to be progress, I guess. I don't know. Anyway. That's where we are today.
Anything else from council?
Okay. We are closing the public hearing at this point.
That was the next thing.
Okay.
We will close the public hearing. If it's okay with council, close public comment. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
This is an ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a multifamily 100 townhouse units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 30.95 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning is numbered 1 through 13, with conditions numbered 14A through S.
I will ask the question, and I have no idea how this will or will not turn out. Nobody does. But just to be on the maybe safe side, maybe it would be a thought to defer until we have all five council people sitting here, so there's no potential for a tie vote, which is a defeat. So obviously, Mr. Arlett would have to listen to the public record, that kind of stuff, but that's only a thought. We'll do what you want to choose to do.
If, Mr. President, if we did that, it would take time for Mr. Arlett to do that.
Well, sure it would.
Would it be maybe inappropriate or appropriate? Mr. Moore, you chime in, please. If there was concern about the stoplight, when will it come? Any signaling? I looked through the testimony. I couldn't find anything that really addressed signaling other than it's maybe in the future somewhere. Is it possible, well, if we're going to delay, that that if I made a motion that we requested DLDOT to send us any kind of correspondence referring to this light, what it would involve, how long it would take, if there's any plan to do one. So we get a little more insight into that, and then Mr. Arlett would have a little more information to help him make a decision.
Mr. Moore?
I think it would be appropriate if in your motion that you ask that a letter be drafted by our planning and zoning director to inquire as to the timing of the light in this, if there is any timetable for the light.
Okay. I will make a motion to defer and to request planning and zoning director to proceed with a letter requesting information from DLDOT.
As to the timing of the
traffic light and any other information dealing with the traffic light.
Have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Bobo, yes. Motion carried. Thank you. And I intend a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any question on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Burton. To adjourn.
Motion. Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Bible, yes. We're now adjourned. Thank you.